Thanks, Steve. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder on WGN. We can be reached at 312-981-7200. That's the phone line and the text line.
How many times have you heard this song at a wedding?
Every time.
It was not played at my wedding.
Good for you. It was not played at our wedding either, but it's a wedding standard, isn't it?
Wasn't it mine?
No.
You know that did Mary Vandeveld's dad, late father, played at my wedding?
You know, I've heard that as a musician.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jazz
yeah. player.
Well, he was a juggler too, but we didn't hire him for that.
What kind of music?
It was a big band.
Really?
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
How about that? And this was way before you guys knew each other.
Exactly. We didn't know each other then, no.
That's wild.
That's awesome. Yeah. He played at my wedding too.
That's pretty. My he walked you down band. The aisle while playing, like a one-man band?
Yes. Oh, no, that was the church music. The organ,
had a portable
no.
glockenspiel that he maneuvered down the aisle.
You know, they don't play Celebrate anymore. Most people say, please don't play Celebrate.
We had Bob Stroud getting stacks of wax from the back of the racks, and he played at our wedding with Rockestra.
We had Whitesnake. At our wedding. It's a weird pick, wasn't it?
And it's really bad when the lead singer has better hair than the bride.
Coverdale had great hair. Terry's hair looked nice, but Coverdale's hair was amazing that night. Jen Glantz has done something many women have done over the years. She is a bridesmaid. The difference is Jen is a professional bridesmaid. It's become a business to her. Very curious thing. Hi, Jen. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thanks so much for having me this morning.
I read your story the other day, and I thought to myself, this is a gold mine. I don't know how nobody thought of this before, but you thought of it. What exactly happened that made you into a professional bridesmaid?
I was asked to be a bridesmaid so many times by my own friends that I was nicknamed the professional bridesmaid, and I found myself behind the scenes at wedding, noticing there was a huge gap in the wedding industry. There was nobody assigned to be there, specifically and especially for the bride. So I took advantage of that and I started Bridesmaid for Hire last June.
And part of the job, Jen, isn't just being there the day of the wedding. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that you then become responsible for, right?
Oh, yes, for sure. I work with my brides up to 18 months before their wedding to 3 months before their wedding, and I help them with their to-do list. We organize tasks together. I help them with challenges. I always say that I am their personal assistant, their on-call therapist, and often even their social director.
And you actually wear the dress and stand up in the wedding party as well, correct?
Sometimes. You know, I have a couple different packages. So there's some brides I work with just virtually. We never actually meet. Some I work with behind the scenes, and some I am up at the altar wearing the dress with them. So it truly depends.
You know, there are some times where, you know, the groom will have a certain number of groomsmen, and every once in a while you think, God, if I only had one more friend or sibling that I could ask to stand up. So that does prove necessary sometimes, but really helping the bride out is crucial. That is the most stressful planning and mainly the most stressful day ever for a bride.
Definitely. And some people think that we are a rent-a-friend service, but we're not. You know, my main goal with Bridesmaid for Hire is to provide a service that makes the bride feel confident and stress-free on her wedding. And that's exactly what we're there to help with.
I don't even know how you can put a price on that, because it's probably one of the most stressful days of anyone's life. How do you decide on what the price structure is?
So we had it was a little difficult to figure out pricing at first because there's nobody else doing anything like this. So we did go off of wedding planner costs. We did go off of day of coordinator costs. And then we just tested the market and we decided how much to charge based on how many hours that we're working with the bride beforehand and how many hours to be there on the day of the wedding with her.
I can't believe that my wedding day was stress-free. And if you know me, Jen, you would find that to be shocking. I'm a little anal. I'm a little OCD about things. My sister-in-law was late showing up for pictures. And for some reason, I was like, oh, well, we'll get her on the flip side. No big deal. She won't be in the pre-wedding pictures, but she will in the after ones. Maybe it had something to do with the fact, and Bill, you can witness, be a witness to this. I walked out of the limo with smoke in my mouth, a bottle of Korbel in one hand, and a bottle of Miller Lite in the other. So maybe that helped calm my nerves.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, whatever it takes, and I can't blame any bride who is stressed out on her wedding day because there's such a huge perception that this day needs to be perfect. I don't blame anybody who is being a bridezilla. That's exactly what I'm there to help with.
Jen, on the days where you're up there with the bride and nobody really knows who you are, how do you answer that? Like, people will go, I know who that girl is and that guy and that girl, but I don't know who that girl is. How do you come clean and say that you're a professional bridesmaid, or how do you do it?
That's always up to the bride. You know, sometimes she'll be open and honest about it and excited about it because it is a really cool new role in the wedding industry. And sometimes she'll just say that I'm a friend, and people usually leave it at that. You'd be surprised. You know, if you ask how you know someone and they say, I'm a friend of the bride, they never really pick and press to find out much more. So, you know, it's always up to the bride, and I've had different experiences with both ways, and it's always really cool to see how it plays out.
All right, so these packages run from speech writing, $150, to the ultimate bride package, which is $1,000 and up, depending on how much of a bridezilla, I guess, the bride
sure.
is. And where are you based out of?
I am based in New York City, but I do travel for weddings. I just got back from a 4-day wedding in Vegas, so I travel all over the country and the world for weddings.
Did a stripper finally get married?
No.
No, actually, the couple was from Chicago, and they decided to have a destination wedding in Vegas, so it's pretty awesome to see that happen.
And business is so good, Jen, that as I read, at some point, it's not just going to be you doing this. You're actually looking to hire other girls to farm them out to be bridesmaids themselves, right?
Yeah, we've had over 2,000 women from around the world apply to work for us as professional bridesmaids. We're still taking applications and requests, and hopefully in the future I'll hire on a team.
And do you have any tips for what to do with the bridesmaid dresses after the fact? Because I love how every bride said, oh, honey, you'll be able to wear this
sure.
again. No problem.
That's the biggest white lie there is. You will never wear it ever again. I put all of mine in the back of my closet, but I recently started cutting them up and using them for things like tablecloths or drapes. So if you're really savvy with a sewing machine, cut it up and use it for really cool things, because each of these dresses has a ton of fabric. So put that fabric to good use. I mean, it could become a scarf if you really tried hard with it.
I like that.
That's Jen Glantz, professional bridesmaid. Her website is bridesmaidforhire.com. This is the season, Jen. I'm guessing you're going to be very busy over the next few months.
I sure hope so.
Me too. It's
good
a great
luck
idea.
To you. Yeah, what a great idea. How old are you?
I am 27 years old.
Look at that. A young entrepreneur finding a niche that needs to be filled
yep.
for brides everywhere.
Well done, Jen. Thanks so much. Appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great morning.
That's Jen, professional bridesmaid, bridesmaidforhire.com.
I mean, I will.
You will.
I don't object.
Right. All right. More ahead with us, Bill and Wendy, on WGN.